This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Eye on College Basketball podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Eye on College Basketball podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees win, tell everybody, start spreading the news. Keith McPherson here. Obviously, I went to the game, if you can tell by the lack of my regular voice that I have, but I've got enough of a voice to do this show tonight. Authentic, real. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. You might still be in the car. You might have got on the train, got into your car now. You might have listened to the game. We're back, baby. We are back. Another 162. Well, now 161. Zoo, I'll see you. Connor, get home safe. Rami, let's lock in. I tried to go to the game and not yell, but yeah, right. Yeah. Tried to go to the game and not yell. Yeah, right. 888-808-1019. Somebody with a voice call to the line. I mean, like, listen, man. This is a holiday. Happy New Year. I love this day. And when the Yankees win on this day, I love it even more. I woke up at 4:13 a.m. I was off last night. Shout out to C-Mac. Shout out to C-Mac's wife. They pulled up on us at stands. And, you know, C-Mac filled in for me last night. I was off last night thinking, like, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I'm going to rest. I'm going to go to bed, and I'm going to get ready for 2025 opening day at Yankee Stadium. Bam, 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 bam. I think I went to sleep around like 10:30, 11. And I took melatonin, magnesium. It doesn't matter. When you're a baseball fan, when you're a Yankee fan, when you're a fan of a team that you love to, like, your core, to, like your heart, every fiber of your being, like a lot of you listening, and you need this opening day to get over the last game that you saw at Yankee Stadium. You need this opening day to erase the memory of the last time you were at Yankee Stadium. Shout out to my boy Face from the Creatures. I came up from the subway. I ran into Face, and Face said, I feel like we were just here. I just saw you here. Game five. And I'm like, yeah, don't mention it. Don't mention it. I said, today's memory will erase that memory. That's in the past, right? They asked Judgy about it. Judgy said he'll remember it for the rest of his life. It'll stick with him for life. It'll stick with all of us Yankee fans. But you know what? Hit refresh. We're back. 888-808-1019. So I couldn't sleep at all last night. This offseason was short. Thank God. And thank the good Lord for making me a Yankee fan. I love all of you guys, man. Like, it was a festival today, a carnival today. I told somebody today I have more fun here on my birthday than on my birthday. I have more fun on opening day than Christmas. I'm like, this holiday is different, bro. The culture that exists on 161st and River when the Yankees are about to start playing is different, bro. And you can tell me about the parade they do in Cincinnati or whatever. You know, I don't care. I ain't never been. Like, I see it on the internet. I was trying to count. I'm like, I think this is my 9th in a row. Forget the COVID year. But I'm like, I was in the fan cave 2014. We couldn't go. 2015, I had to work and I couldn't go. But I've been going to opening day for every single year straight. And shout out to Stans for the hospitality, WFAN, Corona. We had an amazing gathering from 11 a.m. to 1, even though the street was still open, River Ave, and people were riding through. But, like, Yankee fans were eager today and enthusiastic today to get back to baseball, to get back to watching our team, right? Something I was saying through the whole offseason is, like, you know, folks can say whatever about the injuries or about the roster, about whatever. We don't control that. No one controls that. But Yankee fans can go in that stadium, and as soon as they do the intros, and as soon as you hear that, welcome to the jungle, right? This is what that jungle do. Shout out to A Boogie who did the video for the Yankees. It starts to turn up. New York City shows up. Connecticut, Jersey, Pennsylvania, Long Island, Staten Island, Brooklyn, Queens. I mean, I met a couple people from Texas. Shout out to my boy John from L.A. Like, people were coming from all over for Yankee Stadium opening day. And it was beautiful. It was amazing today. And a lot of people were like, hey, what do you think? You know, how's Rodon going to do? And we'll get to that. What do you think about the lineup? Wells leading off. We'll get to that. And most people I told, I said, this is not about this one out of 162. They could lose today. We've seen that a bunch of times. They could win today. We've seen that a bunch of times. It doesn't mean anything as far as the grand scheme of things. I'm like, this is a family reunion. This is a gathering. This is for us out here. The stadium was closed for months. And we actually got to the World Series last year. We played through October last year, so the offseason was shorter, but we're right back. 888-808-1019. So, man, shout out to everybody I ran into. I just love being on the train. Like, I came into WFAN this morning at like 9 a.m., 9:30, ran to everybody. Like, I had my Yankee gear on. I dropped my bag, and I was going to the stadium. And as soon as I got on the train, every single stop. Down here we get on the one train, connect to 59th Street, Columbus Circle. Every single stop, I'm not even joking. Maybe it was just my car. I'm like, somebody got on with a Yankee hat. Somebody got on with pinstripes. As soon as I got on, old lady see me sit down and she just smiled at me. She looked like an old school New York lady that just like, she wasn't wearing any Yankee gear, but she seen me head to toe repping like, oh, it's that time again. We've made it through another winter. The Yankees are playing. Even though we lost in the World Series, and, you know, shout out to Dave Sims, shout out to Susan Waldman. Susan, I saw you walking in, but I was going in to get my credential. I couldn't turn back around. You know how security be. They try to get everybody in. But Dave Sims, when I had him on a couple months ago, he stopped me dead in my tracks when I was like, we lost the World Series. He said, stop. You lost the World Series. You were in the World Series. For every Yankee fan that can hear my voice, be proud. Like, you were in the World Series. You're the reigning American League champions. And today, we opened up Yankee Stadium and we got a win. Start spreading the news. Tell everybody, the Yankees win. The Yankees win. 888-808-1019. You know me. I'm out there. Everybody that, you know, I met today, shout out to you. I swear I was trying not to yell, but, you know, the creatures. Turn it up. That roll call was booming for the world to hear on ESPN, for everybody to hear. Like, Major League Baseball started the season off at 305 for a reason, right? Let everybody hear that. We know there's March Madness games on. We'll get to that. But there's a reason that they started in New York, the mecca of baseball, where Major League Baseball offices are. MLB Network is not too far from right here where I am, where they know the best fans in the world are, no matter what. Whether you miss the postseason or whether you lose in the World Series or win the World Series, the Yankee faithful are showing up, and we showed up. And we got to win 4-2. The Yankees beat the Brewers. And, you know, that game started off in a historic way. You know, shout out to the Pope, Mike Francesa, greatest of all time at WFAN. I was listening to his podcast, I think, a day ago. I think yesterday or last night into this morning. And he was talking about how he didn't like Austin Wells leading off. And, you know, I'm like, a couple of days ago I was on, and I was like, I don't care about Austin Wells lead. Like, it's not permanent. Like, doesn't make me feel any type of way, like it's not going to work. Well, today, you just get that Austin Wells, that homer in the bottom of the first, Austin Wells homers, and it's like spring training for everybody, right? Spring training continues. Spring training in the Bronx. Austin Wells adds a 7th home run to his spring training homers, and it's like, hey, it worked out. And the Chicken Parm Bros, those boys are besties from Jersey. My guy Anthony Volpe follows up with another solo shot. Doom, 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 doom. And it just, like, loosens everybody up. People are in sweatshirts and blankets and gloves and hoodies and knit caps. And, like, you know, it's a little cold, but then the sun starts hitting and it warms up out there. And at least we got one on the board, another on the board. And yeah, okay, whatever. Vinny Capra hits a solo shot, but the game kind of held right there for a while at 2-1. But that gave you an opportunity to see some old friends, see some people in your section, walk around, maybe try some. Like, I saw this girl on the bleachers with the Tierra Masuna helmet. I was like, this is my first time seeing this in real life. That's crazy. We're back on. We're back on, man. Today was amazing. And the Yankees showed up today, and it's cold out there. It's the first day in the stadium. They were shut out the first day in the stadium last year. We understand Stanton is hurt, but we got, you know, some decent news today. We understand Cole is out for the year, but you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Clark Schmidt is down. Luis Gil is down. That's okay. It's a team. And Aaron Boone, shout out to Boone, getting those guys ready to go no matter what. Next man up. There's a standard here, you know. There's a bar here. We don't care. We root for the laundry year after year after year after year. The pride and the power and pinstripes. Just excellence and tradition. Go out there and win. We got your back. We got your back. And even when it gets late and Devin Williams comes out with a beard on, oh, the bearded Yankees. Devin Williams got a beard. Our new closer, the Airbender. And shout out to Devin Williams. I remember when I asked him, what's this song going to be? That song was playing at Yankee Stadium. I never heard that song before. I'm like, I don't know what song that is, but hopefully it works. You know, it was a little shaky, but ultimately they got it done. And you're able to hear Frank Sinatra, New York, New York, loud. With the fans singing it, and all of us running to the train, and it's like that fast, we're back, man. I've lived this dream 100 times. And today was amazing. 888-808-1019. There were so many people in there that I was able to connect with, that I was able to see, that I was able to talk to. And like I said, I apologize for my voice not being as strong as it usually is, but I don't care. It's authentic. This is real. Like, if you know anything about me, like, I'm going to opening day. I'm going to scream, let's go Yankees in the street before we even get in there. And then when we do get in there, I don't care if it could hold at 2-1 for 3 innings, whatever. The Brewers, I'm not worried about the Brewers. Devin Williams, former team, I'm not worried about, you know, I'm not worried about anything else besides getting back with the Yankee universe. Watching our Yankees play, and rooting our Yankees on to win, and we're back, man. We're back. All the talk about what the offseason was or wasn't, and, you know, we'll get into it tonight, what the Yankees are evaluated at, how much they're worth on Forbes, how much they spent, what they're going to do, who they're going to sign, what. You know, when I was last on, I told you I'm not giving you guys any predictions. Who cares about my predictions? Who cares about anyone's predictions? The whole reason we are so addicted to this, the whole reason we care so much about this is because it's unpredictable. Can't predict baseball. Today, the Yankees come out with a win, 4-2, and I see you guys hitting the lines. We're going to get to you in a second, but unfortunately, my Mets lost today. I was rooting for the Mets to go out there and beat the new rival of the Yankees in the last, you know, 6-7 years. It's not the Red Sox. The Houston Astros. Yankee fans still hate the Astros, even though that team has disbanded. You know, it seems like the only one left is Jose Altuve. Last year, the Yankees opened up the season in Houston. And, I mean, that first game was epic. But today, the Mets go out to Minute Maid Park and, you know, I was really pulling for them. We were watching the out-of-town scoreboard and, you know, a couple of people I was talking to in there kind of watching the game. And Astros go up 1-0 and 3-0 and that kind of holds. And the Mets rally. We'll get into it. We'll get into it. But unfortunately, my make-it-happen Mets did not make it happen today. But what I'll say is it's a long road. It's 162 games. Today is a spring training game. It counts on the record, but it's a spring training game in our Major League ballparks. It's opening day. It's a holiday. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And if you, you know, if you're a Mets fan and you lost, whatever, you'll get right back at it tomorrow. If you're a Yankee fan, hold on to it. Enjoy it because, you know, the Yankees building that off day. We're not back on until Saturday. And they're saying it's supposed to be 75, 80 degrees. What? Amazing. We're blessed, man. Shout out to everybody listening, everybody calling. We got a full rack of calls. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Obviously, without my full voice, but, like, if you saw me today, you know I get after it. Like, I don't go in there to be quiet. I don't go in there to hold my tongue. I go in there to do what I can. I can't throw the ball. I can't hit. I go in there to root on the Yankees, and we're back to rooting on the Yankees for the next few months. 888-808-1019. We're going to root on the Mets, too. The Mets lose today, but it does not matter. Don't worry about it. The Mets can still take the series, and we'll talk about Juan Soto, and we'll talk about Clay Holmes, and we'll talk about Lindor. I mean, we'll talk about everything. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back. Let's go, New York. Pick me up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm sure my voice will come back once we get into like the 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock hour. It'll be, you know, more hours since I was yelling in section 203. That roll call was booming, though. They heard it. They heard it across the country. They heard it somewhere not in this country. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the phones. Let's talk to the Yankee fans. Let's talk to the Mets fans. Let's talk to the baseball fans, everybody that's, you know, hopefully going to be able to sleep tonight. If you couldn't sleep last night. Frankie in White Plains on the Fan first. Go, Frankie, go.
Hey, man. I just wanted to say that me and my dad do this every year. We go to opening day. This year, I got to see Rodon go lights out, and I got to see Allison Rose with a leadoff home run.
Yeah, you did. Let's give some credit to Carlos Rodon stepping up, taking the ball, and this is a guy that got paid money to come here and be an ace next to Gerrit Cole. With Gerrit Cole going down, this guy takes the ball in front of the Yankee faithful, and he held it down. He did what he had to do.
How about Volpe today?
Yeah, Volpe knows what time it is, man. Year three, a lot of talk about what Volpe's going to be, what he's going to do. He shows up first day on the job.
I'm really excited about 2025, man. 161 more games. Let's go, Yankees.
Let's go, Yankees. So, Frankie, what's your son's name?
This is Nick. This is Frankie's my son. I'm his dad, Nick.
Oh, okay. Frankie and Nick, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Man, it's beautiful. Like, I can't wait to take my son to opening day. When I left this morning, I was like, hey, I'm going to the stadium a couple years from now. I'll be taking you out of school to go to the game. So, hey, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. It's our tradition now the last couple of years. We leave school early, head down to the game, and we're off to a good season so far, man. We're loving it.
This is how
it started. It was kind of shaky at the end with Devin Williams, but we pulled through.
Hey, that's his first time out with a beard in Yankee Stadium against his former team. Got it done, though. I think we're going to see the Yankees win a lot more games with him on the mound, closing it out, getting those last three outs.
I agree. It's going to be a good year, man.
Let's go, Yankees!
Let's go, Yanks. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. You know, like, that's part of it, too, right? Oh, I feel my voice coming back. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. You know, fathers and sons, shout out to all the moms and daughters as well. You know, a Thursday in late March that you mark on the calendar where you're like, we're not going to work. We're not going to school. We have something that is very important to our family to do today. And the Yankee family showed up and the Yankees pulled through. And tonight, you get home safely, and you go to sleep, and you're like, all right, we're back. Another season, and you have that companion that's with your family, that Yankee companion, that baseball companion. First pitch, whether it's 105 this year at 305, 705, you know, when you might be making dinner, when everybody might be coming home from whatever they're doing, work, class, practice, whatever. And you get together and you watch the game as a family. We're back on for April, May, June. Michael is in Fairfield on the fan. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. 1-0, and it feels so good.
Yeah. Yeah. New season, new year. We're fresh.
Yeah, it just feels good. I mean, I was one of the few fans that I knew that were actually happy we made it to the World Series. And I'm just hoping for more of the same this year. I hope we can win the World Series, but also make it to the World Series be good. And I mean, if the guys keep performing the way they performed, with like Rodon being lights out when he was, Wells hitting the ball, Volpe, and then also Williams battling back, it's going to be a good year. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I know we all have this World Series appetite, especially coming off of last year. We have this thirst to win the World Series, obviously the drought. Yeah. You know, we'll take it game by game, series by series, week by week, month to month, and all that. But, like, it is a good feeling to get the first one, right? Coming off of losing a World Series to win the first one. It's like, okay, we got some guys. And, you know, you mentioned some guys, but there are other guys on this team that, you know, today might not have been their day, but it will be their day. Like, Paul Goldschmidt, it will be his day. Jazz Chisholm, it will be his day. Jason Dominguez, it will be his day. But it's a team, you know?
Yeah, can't agree more.
Thanks for the call, Michael. Like, you know, there's so much talk about the Yankees' injuries and what the Yankees don't have and the question marks. And the thing about a question mark is, like, the question could be answered negatively or positively. The glass can be half empty or half full. But, like, you know, baseball is every single day. And every single day somebody else can fill up that glass. It might not be, you know, like I just said, it might not be Jazz's day, but maybe it's Volpe's day. Maybe it's Wells's day. Today was, you know, and you love to see that too, especially for these young guys who are expected to do, you know, some heavy lifting now. Like they're not going to be treated. They're not rookies. They're not going to be treated as, all right, we'll give you some grace. No, you're Yankees and you've been in the system. And we're familiar with you, and you just played in the World Series. You know what time it is. For Wells and Volpe to show up today early like they did, swinging the bat and hitting the ball out of the ballpark, gotta love it. David is in Yonkers on the fan. What's up, David?
Yes, hi, Keith. Well, one of the reasons I called was that I could talk so you could save your voice a little bit. When I was nine, I went to my first opening day at Yankee Stadium. It was 1959. And I forget who the Yankees were playing. I'm pretty sure Whitey Ford was the starting pitcher. I know Mickey Mantle was in center field. And I think Yogi was catching. But anyhow, what I remember most, and I went with my father, but what I remember most was for the first time kind of going through the city into the Bronx, you know, feeling it, a very urban feel, and then walking into the stadium and up the concourse and then seeing the green of the field. And it was just an amazing experience to kind of see this incredibly lush green baseball field, you know, amidst the, you know, sort of urban atmosphere. And that's my big memory of my first opening day. And like I said, I had just turned 9, and it was quite the experience.
Yeah, I hear that a lot from people as far as their first time going to the old stadium and the way that the old stadium was built and how it was structured.
Yeah.
And right. that yard up there in the Bronx, when they actually see it, it did something to your eyes. It did something to your mind about, like, you know, breaking that wall down from the TV and actually seeing it for the first time.
It was sort of, I mean, I'm not Catholic, but I can imagine this was maybe the first time a Catholic went into St. Patrick's Cathedral. you know, the hugeness and the immenseness and the beauty of it was pretty overwhelming. And I honestly don't even remember if the Yankees won or not, but what I remember is sort of the experience, you know, sort of the family tie, and just that sort of feeling, sort of overwhelmed by just the beauty of it all. And I just wanted to just share that and also let you take a break from talking so you could get your voice back.
Thank you for the call, David. I'm not going anywhere. My voice will slowly come back. And, you know, I thought about it as I'm on the train back. Even when I was walking out of the stadium, I'm singing every word of New York, New York. I'm screaming it because I haven't been able to do that in a while. I'm like, well, I don't have my full voice. I can talk, but, like, it'll come back over time. And, like, what should I do? Should I, you know, should we play the NCAA? Should Rami host? No, I just think it's authentic. I think it's real. I think in this 2025 reality that we're in, with artificial intelligence, with misinformation, with so many people trying to fake it and pretend and be something they're not or put on, there are so many people that saw me at Yankee Stadium today, and man, I said in my open, I love y'all. Like, I've been to a bunch of opening days. I think I've been to the last, if you take out 2020, I've been to the last 7, maybe 8. I think this might've been 8. And there were years that I was going up there with just a friend from home. Shout out to my boy, Joey D-Rock. I remember riding up in my little Chevy and, you know, just, you know, parking and us going. I remember, you know, calling out of work, pretending to be sick and going. I remember being unemployed and going. And, you know, to go now and, you know, shout out to Chris, shout out to Mike, shout out to everybody at Stan, shout out to Angel, my boy Angel, Merck. You know, we had the Corona WFAN, you know, meet and greet at Stan's this morning at 11 a.m. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. So, like, to be able to go to opening day and be somebody that people want to meet, it's a blessing. It is great. And to be somebody that can go up there and do that and then come back here and talk to you guys, like, I don't know. Like, I'm just being real. Like, I'm not going to go in there and be quiet. Like, I can't. Like, I cannot go in there. Like, when they introduce the Yankees, when we do the roll call, when the game, like, when they hit that, I'm like, I'm clapping, I'm yelling, and I'm screaming, you know? Rodon is on the mound, and I know I've been critical of him. I know I said I don't trust him, but, like, we root for the laundry. He's one of us. This is 3rd year as a Yankee. I'm yelling and screaming for that guy. I am fully behind Carlos Rodon. The past is in the past. I don't care about anything else but the game today. Gary's in Waterbury, Connecticut on the fan. What up, G-Mates?
McFair the Cavalier.
Yeah.
Smash teeth, F your beef, no relief, I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
Yo, and boo the little brother Mets and Soto.
Boo
them, guys. It's too bad the Red Sox and Orioles did win today. So
it's the first game. It doesn't really matter. It's good for us as Yankee fans to win in our building. Game one coming off of last year's disappointment. But, first game is spring training.
Yeah, but I lose my voice every game, too.
Yeah, bro. Forever.
100%. 100%. If Rodon is going to be this good, we're in for it. We're going to be hard to beat. And thank God Williams didn't blow it. Thank God. That would have not been cool. But he held it down. So.
Good first day in the ballpark. Good first day up there in the Bronx, on the yard in the Bronx.
Yeah, of course. All right. Love you, dog.
Appreciate you, bro. That's the thing too, right? Like, all the talk about Garrett Cole, Tommy John. I think any real Yankee fan knew that it was a possibility from last year. And I also think and when I say real, I just mean Yankees fans that watch and pay attention. That are following this team day in and day out. You're not devastated over the loss of Cole because you knew, you know what I'm saying? You kind of got hit with this last year. Like, you had that initial shock. Like, it could be Tommy John. And so when it happens this year, it's like, okay. But then a guy like Carlos Rodon, who was supposed to be like a 1-2 punch, a left-handed ace next to Cole, gets thrust into this opportunity. He's allowed to grow out a little bit of chin hair, a little goatee, a little beard. Rodon goes out there. He goes 5 1/3, 4 hits, 1 run, 7 Ks. Beard on Rodon. Like, good, man. Good. Step up. Step up. Cole is down again. Step up. Pressure is a privilege, Carlos Rodon. Step up. And he did. Even when they took him out, man, I'm just like, all right, we're going to see it through. Tim Hill, good to see you back. Good to see you back. Mark Leiter Jr., good to see you back. Luke Weaver, Dream Weaver, Weavy Wonder. And Devin Williams. Devin Williams was at the Knicks game last night. He said he came to New York last year, I think during the offseason. I guess it was serendipitous that he ended up with the Yankees. And this is a guy that's going to close a lot of games for us, get a lot of wins for us. PC, Richardson, like, that's the first time out. It got a little shaky, but they fought through, and he didn't blow it. The Yankees win. Chris is in the Bronx where the Yankees just won. What's up, Chris? You got it.
Keith, man, I'm glad to hear you got no voice. That's a real fan right there screaming at the game, bro. That's what
day. I'm never going to go in there and be like, I just can't. I cannot go in there and just be like,
"Nah, proud of you, bro." That's how you're supposed to sound after a game. Listen, big day for Yankee fans because, like you said, Rodon, those are the biggest shoes he's going to fill all year. Opening day in Cole's place, came out strong. Rest of the bullpen looked good. Devin Williams a little shaky, but he got it done. Wells in the leadoff spot. It's all good. And I tell you, I wish I could take the high road like you with the Mets, but I can't. It was a long winter of listening to guys like Sal talk about King Cohen and everything else.
It's one game.
So, yeah, listen, to see them go down and Soto with him to do it, it was all good, bro.
Nah, I hate the Astros. I cannot. I there's a part of me that just like, I cannot. Nah. I want to see the Astros.
I know. I was not rooting for the Astros, but to see Soto strike out after he left us, come on, that didn't exactly hurt. You got to admit that, Keith. It didn't hurt.
It's eerie because already on Twitter, they're putting the side-by-side of Soto last year as a Yankee facing Josh Hader. Soto last year in Houston as a Yankee. You remember how the year started? Like, Soto was making throws, making plays. And we're like, we got Juan Soto. He was an impact player against the Houston Astros. It kind of gave you flashbacks to the World Series. Not the case today, but maybe he comes back tomorrow. Maybe he comes back next.
Listen, Listen, you know we're insane. We're New Yorkers. We don't wait. We don't exactly look at it rationally. We go crazy early. So the fact that Devin Williams got out of that tonight was big because he didn't want to start off like that, man. It's a really good day to be a Yankee fan, brother. Glad to hear you on the radio.
Thanks for the call, Chris. 888-808-1019. I was in Delta, and you know, there was this young Yankee fan that was starting to like boo Devin Williams, and I'm like, "Yo, don't do that!" Shout out to David. Shout out to Laz. If you guys are driving home, still listening, I don't know if you guys are still in the car. I went to go see my boys in Delta, and this Yankee fan, you know, he was just so eager to get the last outs, and Devin Williams is struggling a little bit, gives up a knock, whatever. And he's boo, and I'm like, no, do not boo him. That's our guy. This is our closer now. Do not boo him. And you know, ultimately, we got it done. Okay. I told you by the time we get into the 9 o'clock hour, my voice will come back a little more and a little more and a little more. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's a little bit after 8:30. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. Shout out to you if you went to opening day today. Shout out to you if I ran into you today. I mean, even if you didn't go today, it's a holiday. Wherever you were, whether you were at work or you were at home and you watched the game today and you're a Yankee fan and you feel good about your New York Yankees being 1-0 and getting to see this new team and this new lineup and Carlos Rodon and Tim Hill and Mark Leiter Jr. and Luke Weaver and Devin Williams and Aaron Judge and Anthony Volpe and Austin Wells, whatever. We're back, baby. We're back. Let's take these calls. Wellesley is in Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Wellesley?
Hey, what's up, my man, Keith? Listen, all I got to say is, let's go, Wellesley, baby.
Leading off. Wellesley, leading off.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. We're going to be hearing his name a lot. And you just can't say it was Wellesley's day. It's Wellesley's day today.
I see what you did there. Homered right away.
Am I like, right? It's hard to say Wells's day.
No, Wellesley's day. Wellesley's day.
It's Wellesley's day today, my friend. Let me tell you, I got to be honest with you. That was exciting. I wasn't there, unfortunately, but I heard it.
It rocked the place, bro. It rocked the place.
It was exciting and exhilarating. Listen, I'm just happy. But listen, we need to make this happen, okay? Wellesley in Connecticut will... Listen, want to start a chant, like, let's go Wellesley. I mean, that's the way it's got to be, man. Come on, make it happen.
I would yell, but I don't think I can. Let's go Wellesley. I can't do the yelling anymore. Wellesley. I can't be the guy to do the yelling. Jay is in Waterbury, Connecticut on the Fan. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Keith. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm good, despite the raspiness.
Hey, I try to call every year coming back from the stadium. And you know what? I got to tell you, as far as Rodon, I'm very happy. But most of all, what I'm taking away from this team is freaking Volpe and Wells hitting them bombs, man. That is huge for Volpe to get off strong. I've been watching this kid. I think we all have been for years. And for him to get off strong, I guess last year going into the season, I had a little stress. I mean, we picked up Soto. You know, I feel this year I'm not expecting nothing. And to see them two hit a home run today was freaking fantastic, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I had no stress going to – I feel like last year getting Soto was like, oh, my God, we have Soto. We got to do something. We don't have that this year. Let the Mets have them. Let's see them in 15 years. You know what? We got youngsters. We got Volpe. We got Wells. You know, we know Soto's going to freaking do something. Oh, well. You know what? We got youngsters, and I was so happy – to see Wells and Volpe hit a bomb today, and we needed that, and Rodon to freaking represent. Keith, thank you so much. Keep up the great work. Let's go. Let's not expect anything. Let's just stand behind these guys, and let's go.
Let's go, Yanks. Thanks for the call, Jay. I mean, I'm in here watching SNY Encore. You know, Soto with a knock. He's on top of the first here. Couldn't watch the game. I was at Yankee Stadium. I watched that game. But, like, we're going to get to the Mets. We're going to get to what went on in Houston. And, like, I knew I could watch this encore. And I looked at the box score. And I looked at the play-by-play. And I was looking at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll get there. I know you Yankee fans are you're ready to pounce. You're itching to be like, nah. Let's focus on What you were just talking about, Jay, the Chicken Parm boys. I mean, not too long ago, those guys were playing for the Somerset Patriots. Shout out to the Somerset Patriots. 25 and 23-year-old young Yankees. Oh, we got some new baby bombers, huh? Ben Arroz, Ben Rice, wearing the deuce. Took the jersey right off that other guy's back. Ben Rice went from 93 to 22. Like, good choice, Ben. But, like, what I'm saying is, being in the stadium, and I didn't bet the game today because I just, I don't know, I'm done betting anyway. I'm popped. I ain't got no money for that. March Madness killed me. But I'm like, you know, who are you going to bet to homer? If you put some money on Wells today, good for you. If you put some money on Volpe today, good for you. And for those guys to be best friends, BFFs, and to come out and be like, okay, yeah, one of the best players in baseball is gone. But we hit homers in the World Series. We were playing in that same World Series in this building. We hit homers in the World Series in this building. It wasn't that long ago. Let's go.
I hit Pad Wells to hit his first home run in the first inning in my bet slip. I was on the train on the way here. Rat got out of service, though, right when I was about to hit the bat.
Oh.
I come out of the tunnel. It's already gone. I see the ball going out of the ballpark.
Rami, you got to be on it before the game.
I know.
Either you're in or you're out.
Mets bets in before the game.
God, why did you bet on the Mets? Would you bet on Lindor sack fly?
No, I had a Yordan Alvarez homer.
So you had Astros bets.
Technically, yes. No, I also did have a Soto homer, which he didn't do, but I thought he was going to. I thought first game Mets uniform. I thought it was like the Yankees. First game Yankee uniform, it's a homer.
That's where you messed up.
What a difference a year makes, huh?
That's where you messed up. He thought it was like the Yankees.
I mean, you see what the difference is having a guy behind you in the lineup, like Aaron Judge.
John is in Bayonne on the fan. Go for it, John.
My man, Keith, I'm going to give you a little thing here. I'm looking at my white Yankee hat, and I see 47. 47. And who's the president of the United States? Donald Trump, 47. So the Yankees are going to the White House this year to celebrate the World Series, okay? And they're going to bring him a nice hat, say 47, with World Series champs. Number two is, we're going to win 103 games this year, okay? And when it comes down to it, the Mad Max is going to make up for Cole. Rodon is finally pitching like he should pitch because he's learning other pitches and he ain't stubborn. And he's trying to get into the groove to be a Yankee the way a Yankee should be and listen to the pitching coach and listen to your catcher. And he said it today. Whatever Wells you put down, I threw. I didn't argue with him.
Yeah.
Okay, so when it comes down to it, this kid Wells is going to be like the next Posada. And you got Volpe, there's going to be, nobody could shine Jeter's shoes, but he's going to be close. And this kid, Ben Rice, watch him. And I didn't know Bellinger's only a year older than Soto, but he's been MVP, hasn't he? I think once or twice.
Once, but yeah,
Okay, so I always wanted Bellinger before Soto because we wouldn't have to give up King. And if we had King right now, wow, would that be some pitching staff? Because I'm a little shaky with Warren. And then, Keith, the best thing, I just had a friend of mine, I haven't heard from him in about 4 years, down in Florida, and he called me up. I didn't know who it was. He says, I hear you on the fan all the time. I said, I'll be on here tonight. So, Eddie, thank you for the phone call. Go Yankees. We're going to the World Series.
Oh, man, the optimism. I'm not going to turn it down. I'll try to correct where I can. Cody Bellinger is 29. Soto turned 26 on that game one of the World Series. He's a little older than Juan Soto. But hey, whatever. Juan Soto's not a Yankee. Can I get a Mets fan to call in and tell me what you saw from Juan Soto? Juan Soto's still Juan Soto. It's the first game. Let's start to get some of the Mets fans in because I feel like Yankee fans are itching. They're scratching that itch. They can't wait to get on air and be like, nah. And you know what I said last week? I said, this is going to go on for a long time. I'm over it. But, like, I'm over it as far as, like, I'm not telling anybody how to feel about Juan Soto going to the Mets and what he's going to be. I like it. I like this dynamic. the Mets do have a superhero on their team, but he's not going to be Superman every at bat. Baseball is a game of failure. It's going to humble every single person on that field. Every time. For the most part, there's something like, you know, you might get the best of, but like for the most part, baseball is going to get the best of you. So Juan Soto is going to have his days. Today wasn't his day. He had his opportunity. It wasn't today. But like for the Met fan listening to the Yankee fan, I've already taken that lease. I haven't brought it up. I'm watching the game right now. SNY Encore. At least three different Yankees callers have mentioned Juan Soto not coming through for the Mets. Here we go. I'm watching SNY Encore right now. Here come Clay Holmes. His mama called him Clay. I'ma call him Clay. I used to have to pray. Now I don't gotta pray. Here comes Clay. NL Cy Young favorite, Clay Holmes. Jack is in Secaucus on the fan. Go for it, Jack.
Hey, Keith. Happy opening day.
Happy opening day. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year as well. I've been waiting to turn the page. I haven't been able to call you back. My last call was game four, so glad to be back. Glad to be turning the page right now.
Yes, sir.
And really wanted to call in and ask about, you know, who is the next class, would you say, of baby bombers? So we got Anthony Volpe and Austin Wells finally breaking through and having a tremendous opening day. And obviously everyone is waiting for Jason Dominguez to just assert his dominance. But then when we go down the list of Ben Rice, J.C. Escara, and Oswaldo Cabrera, Oswald Peraza, and Everson Perea, who are those players? Who is going to be the guys to break through into the baby bombers as the next class? And also want to throw in Luis Gil. Of course, he's going to be in that class. We're
Will
just going to wait for him to get healthy again.
Will Warren, don't leave out Big Willie Style.
I would love to see Will Warren. I really haven't seen him pitch enough, but I hope that I get to see him pitch more this year. But hey, one thing before you let me go, Austin Wells' home run actually got out. Shohei Ohtani's didn't, and free my boy Ipe. Thank you, Keith.
Thanks for the call. Austin Wells homer getting out turned the place up. I was in the shout out to some of the older creatures that hang out in the handicap area 203, like up in the back area. I was give me three. So when you think about the baby bombers, right, and you think about how we talk about that the failed baby bombers of Gary Sanchez and Greg Bird, Glaber was in there, Miguel Andujar, and even Clint Frazier kind of was in there. Judge is, you know, our one shining baby bomber. If you remember just two seasons ago, 2022, it was like, break glass in case of emergency. Let's send these young guys up. And there's this picture that like stays in my mind of Austin Wells and Everson Perea, like Jack mentioned, and you know, Peraza and Volpe, Cabrera, don't forget. I know it's tough, but like Oswaldo Cabrera counts in that group. And then, of course, Dominguez, it was like, okay, this team's not making the postseason. What do we have? What can we give our fans? And that was those guys. I remember them all kind of holding their jerseys up. Well, fast forward now, I think that was the 2023 season. Even though Peraza played in 2022 and, you know, fast forward now, 2025, Wells is your starting catcher, leadoff hitter. I remember hearing that Wells wasn't much of a catcher and he was more of a bat. And went, well, hey, whatever. Doesn't matter what they say. Volpe is your shortstop. And Jason Dominguez is going to play every day. And Ben Rice is your DH right now. And like I said, don't forget about Will Warren. Like, don't tell me that these Yankees are old when you hear about, Cole is hurt, Stanton is out, Judge is aging, DJ's hurt. Nah. It's a young man's game. There's a lot of young, talented players in this game. And the Yankees have some young, talented players. And, you know, I know a lot. I talked about this today with a few different people about, the Yankees are evaluated. And we'll do this after we come back from break. I'm up against it at a break. But like, the Yankees are evaluated at $8.2 billion. And Hal's talking about, they're only going to spend $308 million. I think some of that is because of the young talent that they have that's cost effective. It isn't so much that like we got to go out and fill those holes and spend the money. We'll talk about it when we come back. And actually, I'll go through some of the other teams and where they stand and what they spend, and we'll talk about that too. Keith McPherson on a fan. Call me up. We'll be right back. Oh, boy. Let's get these calls in, man. I hate seeing a full rack of calls and not being able to get to everybody quickly. Keith McPherson on the fan. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. Happy New Year. Happy opening day. Eventually, I'll talk about March Madness. Eventually, we'll get some Mets callers to react to what they saw the first day of baseball this year with this new Mets team and Juan Soto and this new era of the Make It Happen Mets. 888-808-1019. Right now, these are all Yankee fans on the line. Michael's in Jamaica on the fan. What up, Mike?
Hi, it's good to talk to you, Keith. I bumped out, or rather, I met you quickly at the bar. I don't know if people remember. You met a million people, but it was really good to meet you briefly. And it was really good. I'm able to talk to you on the phone now. I just wanted to call you quickly to at least say hi after meeting. And just saying, really glad today went well. There's really not much you can say after the first game. Otherwise, I would have some questions to ask you. But come on, there's only so much analysis you could do after one game. What I would just say, though, is a lot of positives. I just saw a lot of positives, a lot to really feel good about. Devin Williams was kind of the only guy who didn't seem to have it today. Still found a way to get it done. We still got the win. Left feeling pretty happy. So, feeling pretty good, all things considered. And I had my portable radio with me. I was able to listen to you while I was walking through Manhattan. Didn't even recognize your voice. Man, you must have been really screaming in there. I really agree with pretty much everything you were saying, especially with the Soto stuff, pretty much how I felt. I'm not going to pretend I'm happy about it, but, you got to kind of get over it and just make the most of the season. So that's kind of where I'm at with it, which where it seems where you're at with it. So, I just wanted to just thank you again for, everything you do. It was great seeing you. Thanks for coming out. And, it's always nice listening to you. And, hope to see you more in the future. And, when we actually get into the season, I'll come up with some actual
Michael, good hearing you. Good hearing you on the radio and through the phone, hearing your voice this way. I remember meeting you today. I'm sure my voice sounded different when we spoke.
Oh, it sounded very different. Yeah. Sounded normal, to say the least. But no, now your voice sounds victorious right now, is how I would put it. Victorious is how your voice sounds.
Yeah, like I said, I don't get to throw the ball. I don't get in that bat, but while I'm in there, If I can yell and I can turn other people up, and if I'm – there's no way. You don't sit in 203. You don't go to 203. And shout out to the creatures, because I don't even sit in 203 the whole time. I go there for roll call, and, I try to turn up that section. Diehard fans are yelling the whole time, and wherever I am, I'm yelling. But great meeting you. And like you said, there's not too much analysis, but, hey, we got some homers. We pitched well. The defense. How about that Yankees defense?
Yeah, I just think there was just a lot to feel good about. And, especially for the first game, you're never going to look too much into it, but just a lot of positives. With Devin Williams being the one guy, like I said, who kind of just didn't have it, and he still found a way to come through. And, regardless, I'm just never going to look too much at the one performance, especially in March. So just, I think there's a lot to feel good about, and let's just have some fun this season. That's kind of, really where I'm at with this. Let's just have a heck of a time,
Yes,
what
sir.
Else can you do?
Good meeting you, Mike. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for, listening to the radio on your way back. And, there's not too much analysis that you can have. And that's why we're not leaning too much into what the Yankees did or what the Mets did. And, even in my open, that's why I talked about the fans and the vibe and the energy and seeing everyone and Happy New Year and family reunion. Because, okay, the Yankees win this first game. They could lose the next 10. The Mets lose this first game. They could win the next 10. We don't know. But, even walking around early on today, if you follow me on Instagram and Twitter, I'm so tired of hearing everyone's predictions. I'm so tired of hearing what's going to happen and what's going to happen. We don't know. If we knew, we wouldn't be so interested. We're so interested, and we watch the games, and we listen to the post-game show, and we listen to Keith McPherson with no voice talk on the radio show and take calls because we love this, and we don't know what's going to happen. But we'll take our daily win. We got our daily win. 888-808-1019. There's going to be some days that we lose, but not tonight. Enjoy tonight. And maybe you sleep better tonight than you did last night, anticipating what would happen today. Going to the 9 o'clock hour. Call the fan up. Taking calls until midnight. Keith McPherson on the fan. Getting my voice back. We'll be right back.